Call the meeting to order at 8:53. The clerk will note the roll. A quorum is present. Do we have minutes to approve? Okay. Representative Hilty moves approval of the minutes from
both of these.
April 5th. Any questions or discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The minutes are adopted. Representative Vinstead moves the minutes from April 11th. Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. And those minutes are adopted. Members, we have two bills up today. The policy bill, of obviously, which this one is, missed deadline, but I don't believe it needs to go to Ways and Means. I think it could go right to the Rules Committee, which would then calendar the bill. So the chair will move, or Representative De La Forest moves that Senate File 2634 be substituted for House File 3114, that House File 3114 be indefinitely postponed, and that Senate File 2634 be recommended to pass and be referred to the Rules Committee. Representative De La Forest.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. Don't think there's a lot of need to explain this bill or talk about it. We have seen this before. This is simply a fulfillment of the pledge that the chairman made that should the state government finance omnibus bill run into unforeseen circumstances, that this bill would move on its own in the interest of ensuring its ratification. So I'd stand for any questions. We have ample labor professionals with here as well who can answer questions.
Any questions from members? Anyone in the audience that wishes to testify? Seeing none. And we said this would be a quick hearing. The Representative De La Forest renews his motion that Senate File 2634 be recommended to pass and referred to the Rules Committee. Any questions? Discussion? Seeing none. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Those passed. One thing I did want to mention, I had a thing given to me here that from the Ask Me Council 5 website saying that Representative Marty Seifert is holding up at the Capitol a bill that would prevent future state government shutdowns in the State Government Finance Committee, of which he chairs. I'm trying to figure out what bill that is. Could someone from Ask Me come down and answer that question, as long as you haven't come to my office and talked to me about this? Do we have, Mr. Lustig, a bill in possession of this committee that ends shutdowns that we know of?
I do not know.
Okay. Ms. Boyle, could you help us with this so we know what you're talking about?
Well, Mr. Chairman and members, I'm Julie Boyle, Legislative Director for AFSCME Council 5, and I'm not sure what you have in front of you.
Okay. It's on the front page of your website, Ms. Boyle. It says that the State Government Committee is... I think it's talking potentially about the omnibus bill, but that's not in possession of this committee. It's in possession of the body. But I can't find a bill that we have that prevents government shutdowns that the state government committee has, so I'm just trying to figure out, as we're answering the numerous phone calls, we're trying to figure out what this is about.
Mr. Chairman, members...
Two or three bills.
Is your omnibus 2388, I think, or 2833 is one of the two.
Right.
But, and I think there was language. I did not write this, so.
Okay. Could you check into it and get back to me if you would?
Into it. The only thing I could think of wasn't there an amendment that went on the bill that dealt with continuing resolution? It was offered by Representative Loeffler. It's similar to the...
That's on the omnibus bill. The omnibus bill is not in this committee, and I'm not stalling the bill in committee. Now, you know, if they want to say it's on the floor, someone can make a motion, bring the bill off the table, and move it, but... If there's another bill, get back to me. You know, so you know kind of what they're asking for.
Okay. Thank you.
Representative Solberg.
Chairman, in our packet we have 3693 as well.
Representative Solberg, we were going to move that bill to Ways and Means depending on if we needed to have another House file available. There was some discussion on if there needs to be other issues brought up a little later in session that we'd have something available. And of course, you're a ranking member of Ways and Means. It's not going to anything that we'd send right to the floor. It is appropriations rather than policy. So I think it can get referred to Ways and Means.
And Mr. Chairman, I've been negotiating with
or not. Okay, go ahead.
In talking with Representative Knobloch over the last couple of days, this is probably a one that we should have included in the supplemental bill as well. This $10,000. Okay. Is it for the next year? Fiscal 2007, as opposed to
Mr. Shepherd, is it for next year? It is. Okay.
It is something that probably could be addressed in January. Yeah.
Right.
Because I think the conference that is held is like in end of May or June of 2007.
Right.
Probably in South Dakota this year.
I guess that, I mean, also it has to go to rules before Ways and Means as well.
Okay. But I do think that I would agree with you that it should be, should have another vehicle available.
Okay. Any questions? The chair will move 3693 be recommended pass and referred to rules. And Representative Lanning was told about this. I told him he didn't need to be. We did have a hearing on this, by the way. So,
yes.
Any discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. If that bill goes to rules. Any other discussion items before we adjourn? The last thing I wanted to talk about was the Starbase tour is likely going to be May 9th. We have a sheet that's going around where we need your birthday. And I promise I won't look at it for those of you who don't want to tell me what year you're born. And the driver's license number. And that is for the military, I believe. Because is this on a military day? Is that right?
Okay.
They weren't willing to waive it for us. So there's a requirement there. This would be the morning of the 9th. That is a Tuesday. And we would like to have as many members of the committee attend this as possible. I talked to the majority leader, and they thought that hopefully that will be kind of the conference committee's working period. And we're going to be doing our big budget bill tomorrow. We did the stadium, so forth. Our skinny budget bill. Well, it's got some things in it. I mean, it's not the fat cat bill of the Senate, and it's not the skinny cat bill that I thought it was going to be, so it's kind of the mangy cat bill. So as a compromise. But so Starbase tour, if you could pencil it on your calendar, that we'd like to have that on Tuesday the 9th. I think it's, is it 9:30? 9:30, and then if we need to carpool over, we'll try to get a couple vehicles.
Are you going to send an email out for our colleagues?
Yeah, Mr. Shipman will be sending some confirmations out if we have to switch the date, or if we have session at 9 a.m., we're going to have to cancel it, but we at least want to give the courtesy of a tour.
If we return by then, Sunny Dye, will we still do this?
Well, yes.
Those who can make it.
You get to wear the
jumpsuit.
I would like to
get an orange one for you. So.
Dessert.
Any other discussion items for members? Okay, seeing none, the meeting's adjourned. Thank you for coming in today.